Governor Doyle isn't going just anywhere with his budget pitch. He started his two-day tour in Wauwatosa and Green Bay, the home cities of two potential Republican rivals next year. And he's made sure to invite people who like his property tax and school spending plans. In Wauwatosa, Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk said Doyle's plan to hold down local property taxes is similar to what she's been doing.
And I very much appreciate that he has crafted a freeze that is both responsible, fair, and doable.
Governor Doyle says a Republican tax limit plan would hurt public schools, but he argues his plan wouldn't because he wants to increase state aid to schools by $850 million. That would restore a two-thirds state subsidy. Some Wauwatosa parents are trying to reverse a recent decision to close a local elementary, and the governor took extra time to explain his plan to some of them.
What I'm trying to do is get your transportation dollars sort of out of the cap so that you have more room to do a lot of
other things. So you're looking at alleviating budget burden.
Yes.
A Wauwatosa parent named Maria says she has new hope for keeping the elementary school open.
And I'm really hoping that the extra money and the extra funds will help us.
Doyle cautions that any school closing being discussed around the state is still up to the local school board. He also knows that Republican lawmakers are promising to shred his property tax plan during their upcoming budget deliberations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Wauwatosa.